Today, Republican Senator Mitt Romney said he will side with his party and consider President Trump's Supreme Court nominee before November's election. That all but guarantees Republicans will get another conservative judge on the court before the end of the year, establishing a 6-3 majority that could last for decades. Now, Democrats are considering their limited options, including whether to expand the court, add justices if they win control of the Senate in November. Can they do that? Well, it's been done 7 times. Julian Zelizer is professor of history and public affairs at Princeton. We always turn to him for historical perspective. And Julian, some people first are surprised that there's nothing in the Constitution that says the president can't carry through this nomination this close to an election that he might lose. And they're also noting that in the Constitution, there's nothing about what the number of justices on the Supreme Court should be. But have we ever seen a nomination this close to an election?
Well, we've seen this before. I mean, Chief Justice Taney died in October 1864 while Lincoln is running for re-election. And most recently, not quite as close, we saw the passing of Justice Scalia in 2016, which is coming back in the news today, when the Senate refused to hold hearings on President Obama's nominee, Merrick Garland. So there have been a couple cases like this. And there's also been moments when the court is an extremely contentious issue in electoral politics.
Well, let's talk about that. And by the way, people would say in 2016, that was months before the election, you know, when that became an issue. But I'm doing some reading all the way back to President John Adams and a lame duck Federalist Party. They shrank the size of the court from 6 to 5 to limit Thomas Jefferson's appointments. And then the new majority under President Jefferson restored the 6th seat, expanded the court to 7 seats. So it's kind of fluid. Talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, until 1869, you see the size of the court fluctuate. As you said, the Constitution doesn't have a number set. That's the responsibility of Congress. And until the 20th century, we didn't have that fixed number. And there have been moments since the 1860s where there have been discussions or efforts to change the size of the court, but it's been remarkably stable. And until now, we haven't had as serious a discussion since the 1930s of changing the size.
Yeah, and what was probably the most noted historical moment when the size was changed, or an attempt?
That's the court packing plan, as it was called by critics of Franklin Roosevelt, when in 1937 he tries to expand the number of justices. He's frustrated that the Supreme Court has knocked down many key New Deal programs. And he makes this proposal, and it does stimulate opposition in Congress. Southern Democrats and Republicans mobilize against him. His conservative critics argue that FDR is becoming a tyrant. And in the end, it doesn't work, although the court itself will change and become more sympathetic to the New Deal.
Yeah. Julian, those in favor of Democrats, retaliating if they win the Senate, say Republicans, haven't won popular elections by and large in the last several elections, and yet they're so able to drastically tilt the court, to this what is presumably going to be the 6-3 divide. Has there been that much of a tilt on the court in the past, and what's the impact of that?
Well, numerically, this is a big one, but if you want to look for a comparison, it's the Earl Warren Court, which in the 1950s and 1960s, under Chief Justice Earl Warren, really pushes the law in a liberal direction on many issues, voting rights, criminal justice, race relations. The court issues a series of decisions that remakes the landscape. After 1962, when JFK has an appointment, the court is solidly in this liberal block of a 5-4 vote. And I think we might be entering into a period just like that, but this time the power is on the right.
Yeah. And what's your sense of what Democrats should do given the lessons of history if they win the Senate?
Well, I think there's 3 options. One is to live with it, and there is nothing to do other than contend with a conservative court. The second is to try to move forward with some kind of expansion of the court, and then if there was a Biden presidency, to possibly have the opportunity fill some seats. Or the third would be to work around the court. That's what President Lincoln did, to try to use the legislative branch to counteract what the court is doing on critical issues.
Yeah, pass laws. Julian Zelizer, professor of history and public affairs at Princeton University. Thanks as always.
Thanks for having me.